Son, I brought you into your room, well, not to wake your father, but to also talk about what just happened. I know that you were feeling on my body. I woke up. I didn't have blankets on because I get hot overnights. And I feel someone touching me, and I look over and it's you. And listen, I'm not mad at you. No, I'm not. In fact, I think you should just get it out of your system. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. You're going to touch my breast. No. If you had the balls to touch mommy while she was sleeping, you may as well touch my breasts when I offer them to you. Touch mommy's breasts. You know you want to. They're in this tank top, no bra. Go on. Touch them. I know you've probably noticed them. And it's fine. It's totally fine. I know I have sexy breasts. And you're a young man, so feel him. Good boy. You like mommy's breasts? Well, don't be so shy. Really get into it. Really touch them. Yeah, grab them. Yeah, grope them. Squeeze them. Feels nice. And while we're at it, go ahead and touch my ass. I'm wearing these short shorts with no panties. I know you want to touch mommy's big, juicy ass. Go on. Grope my ass. I think you're going to like it. It is nice and juicy. I know that men like to look at it. I don't mind. May as well have you enjoy at least touching it. And if you're a real good boy, which you are, I'll let you touch my pussy next. You want to touch a pussy? I think you do. I think my boy wants to touch mommy's pussy. But enjoy that ass. That's a good boy. I mean, I just figured, let's get this all out of the way. Get it out of your system. Because apparently, I mean, you're just so horny. You got to touch mommy while she's sleeping. What happened? You walked by, saw my body laying in bed without a blanket, and you just had to cop a feel. I mean, like I said, may as well just have you do it, in the flesh, with mommy's permission, with my encouragement. I like the way you grope my ass. You must be an ass man. All right, you ready to touch mommy's pussy? Be careful. I think this might get you really, really turned on. Touching mommy's private area. You ready to touch mommy's pussy? Let me see your hand. Yeah, I'll guide you. I'll guide you to mommy's pussy. Give me your hand, baby. Slowly. Slowly bring it close. You really didn't think I was going to let you touch my pussy. No. In fact, now that we're having this conversation, I want to let you know that you are mine now. I own you. That's right, you're mommy's boy forever. Because not only Do you not get mommy's pussy? You will never feel my pussy or any other pussy. In fact, you will be pussy-free the rest of your life. Don't act so shocked. I'm just giving you the hard, cold truth. Now sit down for this because you're going to want to sit down. Mm-hmm. Mommy's got a lot of things to tell you about. Put you in your place. You are a pervert. I mean, I can't believe that you thought you could come in my room while I'm asleep and grope me without my permission. You are a filthy little horny pervert. In fact, right now, take off your clothes. Take them off. Strip all the way naked right in front of mommy. Come on, hurry up. Let's go now. There you go. Wow. Oh, man. I didn't think it was this bad, honey. You really have the smallest white willy. Look at that. Look how tiny it is. It looks like it did when you were a little kid. In fact, I mean, when you were really small, I thought you had a little one then. I thought it might, I don't know. I hoped, I guess, that you would grow, you know, for your sake. I've always wanted you to be happy. But Jesus Christ, you haven't grown an inch since you were in elementary school. Look at that little fucking thing. And you're rock solid hard. Oh, honey, that little white willy, no, it never, ever should get pussy. No woman wants that thing. I definitely do not want that thing. What am I supposed to do with that? Oh, this is good. This is just perfect. You know, you're just like your dad. You have a worthless, worthless fucking dick. Yeah, just like your dad. Your dad has almost the same exact small little white willy that mommy has nothing to do with this. And you know, I knew this day was coming. I knew it was coming for a long time. I could tell, honey. I could tell that you were a beta cuck. I knew it. I see it in the way you act, the way you walk. I know that you sit in your room all the time wanking that beta boner like a little bitch. I just knew it. So what I did is I planned ahead for this moment. I just needed this moment to happen because let me go get it. 1 second. I bought you a chastity cage. If you don't know what this is, your little white willy goes inside of it and I keep the key. You don't get to release unless I allow you to, because let's face it, little dick losers like you, you don't even need to waste your time on jerking off. It's not like you need that thing. So it needs to be in a cage and it needs to know who the fuck is in charge. And that's me, not you. So this is for your best, to put you in your fucking place. So let me put this on you. Oh my God, this will be the one and only time I even come close to this little thing. Oh, and look, I bought the extra small. It's like I knew you had this little white willy. I knew it, honey. Because when men have big dicks, big dick energy is truly a thing. It really is. And you do not have it, honey. You were born, I'm so sorry, it's your father's fault. You were born a beta cuck. It's in your DNA. Oh, look at it. Look how cute you look in your little chassis cage. I love it so much. And honey, don't even try to fucking cry. If I see a tear come out of your eye, I will put you in your place even harder. Don't be a little bitch, okay? This is, I'm, I'm doing you a favor. I'm actually being an amazing mom right now, putting you in your place and saving other women from you. And I'm about to give you your new job. And you should feel very lucky and blessed because I haven't done this with your dad because I do cheat on your dad. I don't know if you know, but I do cheat on him. But I've wanted to cuck him, but I've just been too scared that, I don't know, he'll just, you know, leave the house. And I don't want him to leave. He takes care of mommy, like financially, not sexually. We haven't had sex in forever. Ugh, your dad's just, he's worthless. So I'm going to turn you into my cuck. It's perfect, really, because for one, you deserve it. A little shrimp dick pervert like you needs to be put in their place consistently, especially by their mommy. You'll be mommy's boy, mommy's cucky boy, mommy's bitch boy. It's going to be amazing. But also, since you are a filthy pervert, mommy's going to show you sex. I'm going to show you sex over and over again. You're going to watch big black cock ruin your mother's holes, and you're going to love it. And you're going to be caged the whole time like a little beta bitch boy. You're going to be responsible for my comfort while taking that huge, massive, big black cock. You're going to hold mommy's hair from her face. You're going to hold my hands and look at mommy while I'm getting railed from behind by some big black stud. You're going to hold my legs back. You're going to be a footrest for me. That will be your job, to be a helpful little bitch boy while the real men fuck me. Because you and your pathetic dad, you're just as pathetic as him. And I would never, ever let you fuck me. I won't even let you touch my pussy, you little fucking pervert. And I will make sure, I will make it my life's mission to make sure that you never even come close to touching another woman's pussy, because you and that pathetic little dick of yours, you don't need to be near any fucking woman. You just need to be at mommy's feet asking me what to do next. And also, the other job will be every time that a black man, that big black stud, fucks me goddamn silly to where I can't speak a word. I'm all sweaty and just like fucking mindless from such glorious big black cock. It'll be your job to give praise and thank that black stud for fucking your mommy. And you will call every black man that fucks your mother, you will call him your black daddy every single time. I want to hear black daddy in every sentence you say to him. Like, thank you, black daddy, for fucking my mom stupid. She deserves the best cock. Thank you so much for fucking my mommy, black daddy. And then you will drop to your knees like the cuck bitch you are, and you will clean my pussy off his glorious cock, and you'll come over and suck the cream pie out of me, and that'll be the only time you come close to my pussy, and that'll be a gift. Do you understand me? Because most of the time, I may just squat over your filthy, perverted face and push it into you. But if you do a good job and you're a good little bitch, I'll let you suck it out. I'll open my legs for you and let you suck it out and let you throb in your chastity cage like a little wimp. But you listen real fucking close. Open up that beta brain of yours and let this sink in. I, your mommy, will tell you exactly how you will behave from now on. Every little thought that goes on in your little pathetic brain, will be because of me. You will not think without your mother. You will not do anything without my permission. Your porn consumption will be controlled by me. And don't put it past me to make your porn viewing my personal porn. Porn that you recorded of black men railing my holes. And I'll make that be your porn. Watching all your black daddies just fucking breed your mommy's holes one after another. And any time that you think of putting up a fight or whining about one of my rules, I will smack you across your face and I will make you repeat mantras while you're on the fucking floor and then beg me for forgiveness, or I'll send you straight to your room, make you write sentences over and over while I smack that brattiness out of you. You will be a well-behaved, cucky bitch. Because, honey, the truth is now out and you will accept it. I know what's best for you. You are a beta bitch. Your little white willy, your little beta boner there inside that chastity cage, will never have the freedom to be out of that cage unless I allow it to. It's worthless. Your seed, like, you do not need to follow the footsteps of your father. You don't need to make more white beta bitches like your father made you. So I'm putting my foot down. You have that chastity cage on and you'll be mommy's cuck forever. And you'll be thankful for it. You will. You'll learn your place eventually, and then you'll be so thankful for it. And you will definitely be thankful whenever you're in the presence of a black daddy and you see how much that man just rails my fucking pussy, how much he makes me scream and squirt and just turn into a cock-crazed mommy. You'll understand then. I promise you, you will. You'll know that you will never, ever be able to make a woman feel that way. So you serve your mommy like a good mommy's boy bitch by being my cuck, sucking black loads out of my pussy, holding my hair back when I'm being fucked until I forget my fucking name. This is your place. You are a worthless man. You don't deserve to be any sort of regular type of man. No, because you were born with that little white willy and you will never, ever be good enough to have sex. So forget pussy. And you will soon. Because you're definitely not getting it. I will control every aspect of your life because you need it. You're a weak, worthless, beta bitch without mommy's control, without mommy's help. And this right here, this is your sex now. Getting berated by your mother. Getting told how much of a beta bitch you are. So, accept it. Accept your new life. This is your destiny, to be mommy's little bitch boy forever and ever. And I bet your little white willy is throbbing inside that chastity cage. I can tell. I can absolutely tell. Because, you know, deep inside, you know this is what you deserve and this is what you need. Now, we're going to start our new relationship. And like, since you wanted to touch me while I was asleep and woke me up, your first reward will be massaging me in your bed until I fall asleep. And don't think you're going to get in this bed with me. I will kick you right out. You will sleep at the foot of the bed. Take one of your pillows now, put it at the foot of the bed. You will sleep right there on the floor while your mother sleep soundly in your bed. You're going to love your new life. I promise.